are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name's Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Coming up on today's show, we have a couple of significant things to talk about. Number one, the Giants signed infielder Jason Vossler yesterday to a major league contract. Despite the fact that Vossler has never played a game in the major leagues, he was a minor league free agent. So we'll talk all about that. And then we'll also discuss more about Kevin Gausman, whose qualifying offer decision is due today, and he's reportedly weighing multi-year offers. Before we get into all of that, a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs, which is part of Fangraphs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network prior to the 2019 season. All right, so I think the major news of the day is the fact that the Giants made their first real signing of the offseason, agreeing to terms on a major league contract with infielder Jason Vossler. Vossler has spent his minor league career in the Cubs and then Padres systems, and he became a minor league free agent this offseason, and the Giants signed him to a major league contract. It's the first time I can remember the Giants doing this. I'm sure it happens with other teams from time to time, but simply, what it tells me about Vossler is that he probably had a lot of interest from other teams on minor league contracts. And so the Giants, to separate themselves, decided to give this guy a major league contract. And so the way it works is that he gets added to the 40-man roster. So now there he is. The 40-man roster stands at 38, and we'll talk about the implications there later. But it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to make the opening day roster, or even be in the major leagues all year. It simply means he gets added to the 40-man roster right away. So Vossler is a left-handed hitting infielder. He's mostly played third base and first base. I think he's really a third baseman, but in the Padres system in 2019, he basically split time between third and first. He's a left-handed hitter, and so immediately many in the Giants media made the assumption that he's going to be this platoon guy with Evan Longoria, the platoon mate at third base with Longoria. But in the same sentence, a lot of people are calling him a backup. But if you're a platoon guy and you're left-handed, that actually means you're the primary third baseman or whatever position you're playing. It's like you don't really call Alex Dickerson a backup, even though he's in a platoon, because he's the left-handed hitter, so he plays the most. I don't think they're going to just have someone on their 25 or 26-man roster who's left-handed and just sits on the bench against right-handed pitching. So either, I mean, honestly, the way I look at this is that they view Vossler as an option, as somebody who they can get a look at in spring training, get a look at in the offseason, you know, train with him, have him work with their hitting coaches, infield coaches, and they consider him someone they want to get a look at some point. And so it's easy to like be kind of critical of a move like this, like giving a major league contract to someone who's never played in the majors. But the fact is, the Giants have had success with moves exactly like this one. Nobody thought much of the trade for Mike Yastrzemski, for example. And Yastrzemski has turned into their best player. So I wouldn't be so quick to criticize or judge a move like this at all. If they made this move, they clearly had their reasons for it. And Farhan Zaidi, I don't know as much about Scott Harris, but Zaidi has a track record of turning obscure players into good players, basically finding undervalued players, and Vossler could be the next in line. We don't know. But what's interesting to me is that, yes, he's added to the 40-man roster, which now stands at 38. But I think we're going to see a lot of changes to the 40-man roster this winter. Because, I mean, first of all, Kevin Gausman could accept the qualifying offer today, and then it's at 39. They're probably going to have to add at least one player, possibly more, to the 40-man to protect them from the Rule 5 draft. And then they're going to probably want to bring in other major league signings this winter, too. So there's going to be some changes to the 40-man because you obviously can't go above 40. And there are definitely players on there who I could see getting DFA'd. So it's possible that, you know, if someone like Chris Shaw gets DFA'd this winter, maybe Vossler kind of fills that role where perhaps they were missing that left-handed power, someone who could play the corners. I know Shaw wasn't a third baseman, but certainly Shaw could play some first base, and maybe they view Vossler higher. So I'd like to hear them kind of give an explanation as to what their thinking is with this signing, but I guess I didn't even mention, Vossler's calling card is power, and he's also fared much better against right-handed pitching than left-handed pitching. So he looks like a lefty platoon player capable of playing third, first. He's played some short and second in his minor league career, but it's been multiple years since he's done that. So I'm waiting for like their thoughts on this. We also don't know the terms. Like, how much did he sign for? I would imagine not very much. Maybe the league minimum, maybe, you know, $1 million tops. So that remains to be seen, and we'll definitely provide those updates as they come along. Worth noting, Scott Harris worked for the Cubs for a long time when Vossler was there. So he's very familiar with him and their internal evaluations. And Vossler was also blocked at third base by Chris Bryant and at first base by Anthony Rizzo when he was in the Cubs organization. And then he was traded to the Padres, where he was blocked at the corners by Manny Machado and Eric Hosmer. So this guy hasn't been given a chance because of the incumbents at the positions that he plays on in the organizations he's been on. So it could just be another case of a guy overlooked, not given a chance, that the Giants give a chance to, and he could blossom. We don't know. We shall see. Welcome to San Francisco. Welcome to the organization, Jason Vossler. 27 years old, drafted in the 16th round in 2014. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about Kevin Gausman reportedly weighing multi-year offers ahead of this deadline for him to make a decision regarding the qualifying offer. But before we get into it, I want to talk about our good friends over at Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. And I wouldn't be saying that about these bars if they weren't so low in sugar, because I'm a health conscious person and I'm not going to be eating a protein bar that basically is a candy bar. But what's great about Built Bar is that they taste like a candy bar. They taste like candy, except they're somehow very low in sugar and high in protein. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. I'm going to give an example of the nutritional facts about one of these bars. The peanut butter bar has 19 grams of protein, just 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. There's a free cooler with every purchase while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. All right, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about Kevin Gausman. Finally, the day has come for him to make a decision one way or the other. So just to give a little bit of background, if you haven't been listening or following, the Giants extended the qualifying offer to Gausman 10 days ago. The qualifying offer is the average of the top 125 players' salaries in Major League Baseball. So it changes from year to year. And this year, that figure was $18.9 million. And basically, when a team has a free agent who's been with them all year and has never received the qualifying offer in the past, they can extend this one-year $18.9 million offer to the player, and the player can either accept or reject it after 10 days. Or actually, they have to decide whether to accept or reject it after 10 days. And The thing about it is, if he rejects the qualifying offer and then ends up signing with another team, the Giants get compensated with a draft pick after the second round. This happened last year with both Will Smith and Madison Bumgarner. Both players were extended the offer, rejected it, signed with another team, and the Giants got two extra draft picks in this year's draft. So with Gausman, it's a really interesting case because he's kind of a borderline case. Is he worth $18.9 million for 1 year? Can he do better? The reason players reject the offer is not like to shun their old team. It's because they think they can do better in free agency. And Smith and Bumgarner were kind of obvious cases to reject the offer. It was a little bit of a closer case with Will Smith, but obviously Bumgarner, you know, he got 5 years, $80 million, whatever it was. Way better than 1 year, around $18 million. So with Gausman, the report coming from Ken Rosenthal is that he's weighing multi-year offers from other teams. Rosenthal says, quote, "Do not assume Kevin Gausman will take the qualifying offer. Gausman has received multi-year offers, sources say. The Giants, who extended him the qualifying offer, are thought to be among the teams involved in the multi-year discussions." So none of that is really surprising at all. A lot of people in the industry were somewhat surprised, if not very surprised, that Gausman received the offer, but we were not surprised on this show and in fact predicted all along that he would get the qualifying offer. I think a lot of people don't realize just how good he was for the Giants last season and just how much of a need it is for the Giants to bring in starting pitching. So the offer made a lot of sense in that regard. But the multi-year offers from other teams thing is really interesting. It reminds me of what we learned was the case with Will Smith last year. The Giants made Will Smith the one-year qualifying offer, and we learned after the fact that he was telling other teams to make their best offers for him before his decision was due with respect to the qualifying offer. And he used that as leverage to say, look, make me your best offer, otherwise I'm just going to accept the Giants' qualifying offer. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if Gausman is using a similar tactic, asking teams to make their best offers now instead of waiting out through a long offseason if he intends to reject the qualifying offer. So this is an interesting thing that maybe Will Smith and his agent started, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's going on here. The difference is, I didn't think the Giants were players for Will Smith on a, you know, what ended up, he ended up signing for 3 years, $40 million. So I didn't think the Giants were going to be in on that, given where they were in their transition. Spending all that money on a reliever isn't the wisest allocation of funds. But this time around, I do think they want to allocate that money to starting pitching, and they have mutual interest in Gausman. Therefore, I think they're very much going to be involved in those multi-year discussions, as Ken Rosenthal seems to confirm here. But, you know, there's just a lot of possibilities for how this could go, and we'll know at 2 o'clock Pacific. He could reject the offer and not have signed anywhere else. I think that's probably the least likely thing to happen, given that we hear he has received multi-year offers. I think he either makes a decision to sign with another team for multiple years, a la Will Smith to the Braves last year, or he accepts the Giants' qualifying offer, and that's that. They don't work out a multi-year deal, and he just comes back for 1 year, $18.9 million. Or he works out a multi-year deal with the Giants. It's also possible he could accept the qualifying offer, and then after the fact, they could still work out a multi-year deal. We've seen that before. We saw it last year with Jose Abreu and the White Sox. It's also possible he could reject the qualifying offer and end up signing with the Giants anyway. I think that's the least likely thing. The qualifying offer for Gausman, $18.9 million, is a hefty price for him. And so I think he'll either just accept it, or we'll learn in a few hours that he signed a multi-year deal either with the Giants or somebody else. I would put my money on him returning to the Giants, maybe like 80% confident, 75% confident. But it's definitely a possibility. Some team says, look, this is the best starter available in our minds, after Trevor Bauer, I should say. Marcus Stroman just accepted the qualifying offer, so arguably the number two arm available, is no longer available. Stroman accepted the qualifying offer. Also worth noting, Stroman and Gausman have the same agent. And so, you know, some people have speculated that that means that Gausman is more likely to accept the qualifying offer because his agent encouraged his other client, who they're kind of in a similar boat, Stroman and Gausman, being that like second tier right behind Trevor Bauer. So I don't know. I would put my money on, I kind of think of it as 50-50, either he accepts the qualifying offer or he signs a multi-year deal with somebody. That's my 50-50. And then I'm 75% that he returns to the Giants, 75-80. So they could certainly lose him. If they lose him, it probably means that some team overpaid for Kevin Gausman. So it'll be fascinating to see. We'll be back with a podcast to talk about the result. Remember to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. We are a daily show, so we'll be back tomorrow. Be sure to come back for that. If you're a fan of this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review in the Apple Podcast Store. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.